Yo, yo, yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website.
Talk a little Masters. Blair Oco from the Blair Oco Golf Academy on the south side joins us, and we have a new leader now. Charlie Hoffman has been firing on all cylinders lately. He's now at -5. He's birdied three of the six holes on the back nine. He's actually birdied six of his last 10 holes. He is crushing it right now, is Charlie Hoffman, Blair.
Jason, that's phenomenal golf, because the average round is, you know, probably the course is playing plus three strokes tougher than normal. So what he's doing right now is remarkable. I know the conditions have changed a little bit, so not as windy, but still cool. They're wearing sweaters, and he's on a roll, so maybe he can keep her going.
Now, tell us a little bit about him. You know, is this a guy who could stick around? We've seen, you know, hey, not many people knew about Willett last season, and we've seen it lately in the PGA, lots of first-time new winners, so I guess he's no different than anyone else. But what's he doing that the other guys aren't doing?
Well, you know, Charlie's been around. He's won a few tournaments. I think he was in contention early last year. He's been in contention in a few majors, so he's good enough. Definitely, to win a major. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't hold on. But going wire to wire for four rounds at Augusta is pretty tough. It's only round one, but you never know, right? But he definitely has the game, and he's a great putter. So, you know, he could be there at the end of the day.
Blair, talk a little bit about William McGirt. When I look at him, I see he's going to appeal to the good old boy faction in the gallery out there. And the thing is, he had a bit of a breakthrough year last year. I think he won the Memorial. He had seven top 10 finishes. This guy, does he have a chance to hang around at all?
Well, you know what? I think anybody that's in this field has a chance to win. They're that good. You know, he's just an up-and-comer. He's obviously a good player. He's there for a reason. And he's in contention right now, shooting a 69, you know, -3 for his first round in those conditions. And he played earlier. So that just goes to show you what kind of player he is. You know, he has a chance to win just like everybody else, right? As long as they get their flat sticks and if they miss a shot, they miss it on the right side of the green there. Because if you miss it on the wrong side of the green, oh boy, it can be very trouble just to try and get it down in three. So
now, Blair, you know, obviously the Dustin Johnson news is pretty bad for him. That guy had been playing great coming in, had won three. I think the last time was like 1976 that somebody won the three tournaments leading up to the Masters. And I think it's just disappointing for golf not to have Johnson in, because he's the number one golfer in the world. He's been playing great. You throw in the Gretzky factor, which is always nice. I think people like having him around at Augusta. But before the weekend started, was there anybody else that you thought, okay, you know what, I like him this weekend?
Jordan Spieth. I think he's got a little bit something to prove from last year, a little redemption. You know, his little mishap on number 12, if he didn't, dunk two in the water, you know, he would have been hoisting the jacket or putting on the jacket. And I think he's got something to prove. And, you know, that was, you know, I didn't pick DJ this week, not because of his injury, but, you know, we did a pool. And I didn't put him down to win four in a row in today's PGA Tour. That is, you know, to win three in a row starts. That's amazing in itself. To win four, I think that's pushing it. And you know, the field, the players nowadays are just so strong. Not to say he couldn't, but so I went with Jordan Spieth, and then a good heartfelt story with Jason Day, of course. But Jason, you know, shooting 74 today is not out of it. He's still there. But that's and then I went with a long shot. I went with Thomas Peters. So he was leading early, and then he kind of had a falter coming through. But he's a good young player too. So those are kind of my three picks that I was looking at.
Blair, so many good young players out there, and the new wave of kids has been dominating, but at least through this difficult first day, there's some names there. You see Mickelson, Rose, Garcia, all tied for fourth. Those guys can navigate a golf course. Lots of fan interest still in that trio.
Oh, definitely. Are they the old boys now, I guess? Well, Phil Mickelson for sure. But you know what's really nice to see is Ernie Els. You know, shot an even par today, 72, the big easy. Could be his last Masters. So hopefully he can finish in the top, 20 so he can get another exemption. Or possibly could he win the Masters? You know, he's good. He's won quite a few majors. So, it'd be nice to see Ernie at the end of the day to win, right? So he'd be a big fan favorite to win.
Blair Elko from the Blair Elko Golf Academy joins us. And, you mentioned the strength of the field, which I think it's going to be hard for any player to really dominate, which is so disappointing because Johnson was doing that, albeit very early this year. But he's really found his game last season. And even Jordan Spieth today, for 17 holes, he was great, but he took a 9, which is a quadruple bogey on, I think it was number 15 today. So we were wondering, is there an actual term for a quadruple bogey, or is it just quadruple bogey? Bogey, excuse me.
A quadruple bogey on a so the quad that would be
it was on a 5. Nine. Yeah, it was on a par 5. Yeah, it was a par 5, and he took a 9.
Yeah, quadruple bogey. That's we don't call it anything else other than, well, we can't say it on the air, but it's just too bad. If he would have made a 10, we call that a moose.
Yes.
You know why? You put your fingers on the head, on top of your head, both hands. Put up 10, and it's like a set of antlers. So we call that a moose.
Oof, wow. I've taken many of those before. I've called it many other things than that, I can tell you
I've missed
now.
The opportunity several times.
Yeah, I've called it I suck at golf, so let's stop.
Well, you know what? Most people, it's a tough sport. Hey, guys? I think most of the people out there, they try their best, but they just got to put things in perspective, and it's a humbling sport, and you just got to try your best and hit it and then go find it and hit the next one and count the good shots. Don't worry about the bad shots because there's always going to be bad shots. Just ask Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, fair point. Quickly, what do you got new at the Elko Academy?
Well, we got our new website up and running. It's called theboga.com. We have revamped our junior camps for the summer. We got obviously our popular golf and hockey, and now we have the all-girls golf and hockey camp. And this year we're doing a sports camp, which is, focusing on golf, of course, but also incorporating a few other sports, basketball and soccer and flag football and all that kind of stuff, just to expose the kids to other sports. Got some really good help, helping me with the camp this year, and we're looking forward. People are actually signing up left, right, and center now. We're about half sold out. So that's what's kind of new. We got our Masters golf tournament this weekend. We sold out for virtual, which is always a great time, and we have a full field of golfers coming in to play. And we do a little draft, so we pick our players, and then we play virtual golf. And then, at the end, we have our green jacket. So that's what we're doing this weekend here at the Boga.
Nice. Well, have fun at the Boga, and make sure you don't slip down any stairs.
Exactly. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Blair Oakle from the Blair Oakle Golf Guy.